From Directions Magazine, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, February 25th, 2014. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Annapolis, Maryland, at the NISJIC Midyear.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
Three popular online media properties have been taking on geography and mapping since at least the last ESRI user conference in July. James Fallow's American Futures Project is a partnership between the Atlantic, Marketplace, and ESRI. Wired's Map Lab follows two bloggers who indulge their obsession with maps and chronicle their quest to become map makers. And Reddit's Map Porn page shares maps on a variety of topics that people just find interesting. How well are these mainstream media outlets educating the public and promoting geography and geospatial technology? We'll share our thoughts after a word from our sponsor.
Directions Magazine is pleased to invite you to the 2014 Location Intelligence Conference, May 19th through the 21st, at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. This is the 10th year of the event, which now includes the technology summits for users of Oracle Spatial, HERE, a Nokia business unit, and the Eclipse Foundation's Location Tech Working Group. This multi-track event is an excellent opportunity to network with colleagues on location analytics, open source technology, mobile location services, and geospatial big data. More information can be found at www.locationintelligence.net.
So let's start off with James Fallows, and to be fair, his wife Deborah's American Futures Project. And that was sort of launched at the ESRI user conference. Fallows was there and tried to explain what the vision was. And I guess the way I think about this is it's sort of a let's see America, try to understand America, and play with maps kind of effort. The way this works is he and his wife fly around in his little plane to different places that readers suggest and try to sort of make sense of them. So where does he go? Well, I've sort of vaguely been following this, and the places I remember that he went to were Sioux Falls, Burlington, Vermont, and Redlands. Now, why do I remember those? Because they're the only places that he went that I was even vaguely interested in, and even spent the time to go read the articles and look at some of the maps. Now, part of the vision of this was to integrate a lot of ESRI's technology, including something they call the GeoBlog, which tracks where each of the posts is actually made. And I can't even figure out how to get that to work, so I tried to figure out where he was, like, today. But the posts don't seem to have dates on them, so it didn't really help me. Maybe I'm just not into this idea of sort of a travel log, which at one level this is, but I just cannot get excited about this. I want to. I like the idea of it very much, but I'm just not getting the, just not drawing me in. So I guess in terms of having an impact on the greater world in terms of geography and geospatial technology, I gotta give the American Futures Project about a C in terms of its effectiveness.
Well, that's interesting. I had a little different reaction. I put James Fallows' material in a category amongst the others we'll talk about today into the cultural category, which is many historians look at our culture and how to apply geography to our culture. I found some of his articles very interesting, such as the one that asked, so where do you live and what do you do? And those cultural those things that we do in culture can be mapped. How would you answer that question in Chicago versus New York? Or Boston was a popular one where what you ask a person to find out what he does for a living, where does he live, what school does he go to, and the one that's most fascinating to me was the question of what church do you go to. Now, that would offend some people in the Northeast, but in the South, that's a very common thing to ask a person.
There was a map of this that you actually saw?
No, but again, he was geographic in terms of his perspective.
So
there should have been a map. That's right. Yeah, there wasn't one.
Right, and that's what I think put me off of a lot of these topics, where I saw the title, I thought, oh, great, I want to see that map, and there was no map.
Well, he did. He has done others where there were maps, and the one that I looked at where he had the map is where the people are and the trees. So he mapped this one area by household, and red dots for white households, turquoise for black households. Now, that was interesting, but I don't know if it was revealing. A typical census map probably would have done the same. I liked his take on some of these more cultural phenomena. The maps that he had, the one I just pointed out to with the synthetic population map, I thought was very good. I think his perspective is interesting. I enjoy his perspective. I would give what he's doing an A-, but that's for me, and I like demography, so I think I was more taken with his approach.
How often do you read the American Futures Project posts?
Well, I don't very often, and I read a couple articles when it first came out, but not until you brought up this topic that I revisit it.
Okay, and that, so while you give it an A minus, what you're saying is it's not interesting enough to check in with once a month,
on a regular
basis,
or
whatever.
Yeah.
And let me push that a little bit further. So when I went to look at some of the articles in preparation for this podcast, it felt like homework. It wasn't something I was going to go read because I was interested in it. It was, I felt like something I was going to read because I had to.
Yeah.
And that's disappointing. Now, let me say something very positive about this. The amount of interaction that the Fallowses have had with their readers has been tremendous, and I really enjoy that. The big question I have about it is, are the interactions only with the people who live in the places that they're writing about at any given time, or do they have a true national audience who is following them?
I don't think they do. I think it's more local interaction.
That's what I think. So when they go to Burlington, Vermont, the Burlington, Vermont people get all excited and participate. And then when they move on to the next place, yeah.
But I would suspect from your perspective, because he mentioned very specifically the Boston area, where if you ask somebody where they live, somebody who lives in the city of Boston or the suburbs are not going to identify generally as Boston. For example, you live in Somerville. The person that the example he gave was that if you ask somebody where they were, they weren't going to say near Cambridge. They would specifically say Somerville. So they're very neighborhood centric.
We certainly are locally, but when I travel anywhere outside of the state, I am from Boston.
I see. Okay.
And when I travel within my little orbit of geographies here, sometimes I don't even say I'm from Somerville. I say I'm from Spring Hill.
Okay. Well, there you go.
All right, well, let's move on to the Map Lab blog at Wired. And that also launched around the time of the user conference. And what you've got are two bloggers. They sort of pick and choose what they want to write about, what technologies they want to explore. And it's a real nice variety of topics and tools. And let me just point to two recent posts that I found interesting. One recapped the history and inner workings of GPS. And I have to say, I thought they did a really good job in explaining how it worked and the history. It was also really interesting to note that people who were in the know jumped on them to correct them for a handful of things that maybe they didn't get exactly right. Like they didn't talk about trilateration as opposed to triangulation, which is one of those things that really geeky people worry about and regular people not so much. The other post that was interesting was a comparison of the maps on OpenStreetMap and those of Google Maps of Sochi. The story, of course, was that the OpenStreetMap maps were better, and this is a discussion that we in the geospatial community have had off and on for some time, and there were comparisons and so forth. Equally interesting, the response to that post was pretty hot, and people had a lot to say about using crowdsourcing and how that works with mapping and so forth. So I have to say, I find this implementation of a mapping geography technology blog a whole lot more interesting. Wide variety of topics, working really hard to get it right. In fact, you could almost use this blog as the basis for a course. You know, just follow their posts and have an online course that related to it. So I'm very happy to give this blog an A.
I had two reactions to this one. The first one was for specifically the map that you mentioned on Sochi. I really could care less about another comparison between Google and OSM, and I would give that a C. It was just totally uninteresting to me. You could find the comparison anywhere, any other place. I don't need to go to MapLab to find that comparison.
Well, and to be fair, as a geospatial person, this is old news, and I'm with you. It is old news.
Right.
But if you're not, and you've never heard of OpenStreetMap, pretty important. Pretty exciting. Pretty
yeah, perhaps. I'll take your point there. The one article that I found extremely fascinating was the one about First Mile Geo that collected a variety of maps on the Syrian Civil War. I just found the map of Aleppo's checkpoint fascinating. And if you dig a little deeper, it was that the report was commissioned by a nonpartisan think tank called the American Security Project, and the research was done by a company called, and I hope I pronounce it right, it's called Kairos Associates, a consulting firm that specializes in disaster-affected parts of the world. I just found just that map alone of how they must have collected the checkpoint information fascinating, and how useful it was to people who living there for one, and then policymakers for another. I thought it was a great illustrative example of using maps for people who are on the ground, first responders or NGOs that need to get in and out of that area.
Yeah, and I think that's a great example of this particular blog sort of surfacing some of these stories that might otherwise not get out there.
Yeah, so I would give that an A just to finalize the grade on it.
Let's move on to the last one here, and this is part of Reddit, and Reddit is a site where people share different content, and then the visitors get to vote that content up or down based on how interesting they find it. And one corner of Reddit is devoted to maps, and it's called map porn, and hopefully, and that's not an offensive term. In fact, there are other resources on the web where you can find bike porn and running porn and food porn. So it's basically, let's get excited about this topic and look at pretty pictures and so forth about this topic. Instead of looking at all of the maps that gets submitted to this little corner of Reddit, and there are many every day, I want to look at just one that has really been making the rounds in the last couple of days. And it's a map that somebody actually made and posted to Reddit, and what it is it shows the U.S. economic activity cut into equal halves geographically across the United States. And what the map looks like, if you haven't seen it, is it's pretty much all blue, except for some splotches of red around some of the cities. And the idea being that the economic activity in all of that blue space and that little bit of red space is equal. That map, because of Reddit, I would argue, has been picked up across the web, the technology sites, the economic sites, the blogs. Anybody who knows that maps get lots of clicks has reprinted that map. And what's even more interesting is the conversation that's gone on around the map about the methodology, which has been updated and a new map was produced. Again, there's a whole lot of interaction around this map. I really enjoy that. So I'm going to give at least this little piece of Reddit that I looked at a B.
Okay. Well, I would put this in the category of politics and policy. I think that that's what this particular Reddit is. And I did not give my one for – I did not give my an example for the MapLab one, which I find there is more in the current events category. So this is politics and policy. And from that standpoint, I did not find it that useful. In fact, I would put it in the same category as that typical satellite image we see of – the United States at night, where, you know, you look at all the lights in the cities and you see that from the satellites. And to me, that's just, I mean, that type of map has been around for years where we saw the economic activity. So this was nothing new to me. It's just that in this particular instance, he decided to put this map in very stark binary terms, right? Here's one half, here's the other half of economic activity. But if I'm a policymaker or I'm a politician, I didn't really find this map that useful.
Is that who this map is for?
Well, who is it for? I think that's the other part of this. Is what's really, who is this for? So I find it somewhat useful, but not extremely useful. So my grade would be a B-. So I'm not that far off you, but I'm not certain that it really illustrates anything to me. If I'm let me go there. If I'm a local politician, I don't really see it very much. The only thing it may be possibly used for is at the cabinet level secretary. Oh, look, here's where the economic activity is in the U.S. But you know what? My first question is, I got to go deeper. It's a first start map for me. It doesn't get me to where I think I ultimately want to be.
Okay, well, let's be clear. We selected one map to be sort of representative of what was going on in Reddit.
Right.
So let's remember that this is a Reddit site called Map Porn.
Right.
And so to me, that says, here's a place to go if you want to post some what you think are cool maps, or you want to look at some maps that other people think are cool maps. Okay, this is not saying, hey, politician, come and look at my economic map. I just think this is not what the site is about.
Right, but the basis is we're supposed to give this a grade for its utility and application, and I'm not sure it gets me there.
Okay, I'm going to make the other argument, which is it's an easy-to-understand map. It's quite stark and easy to understand. There were questions about the methodology, and as I said, the map was updated. But more importantly, it got people talking. And that's
okay.
Is what Reddit is about. And if they're getting people talking about maps and geography and the nature of cities versus non-cities and where economics happens, that is incredibly valuable.
But didn't we know this already? Didn't we know that the Northeast has a great deal of economic activity, that the next places to go are Chicago and Houston and Dallas and Los Angeles? Isn't it obvious?
Maybe we knew that, but apparently the rest of the world doesn't, because every other media outlet had to tell this story and get people jazzed about it, because it was news to them.
Okay. I guess
this is an interesting intersection between maps and mapping and technology and link bait.
Yeah, could be.
Right? So there's a whole lot of things going on here, and Reddit works. I mean, the fact that this map is all over everywhere, I already have seen it in my Facebook feed. I've seen it on Twitter. As I said, I've seen it covered in many other blogs and magazines. So I think it's getting some reach. Well, that's all the time we have for today.
And from us here at Directions Magazine, we'd like to make sure that you know about our Location Intelligence Summit, a combination of user events and information about the latest trends in location technology. Find more information at locationintelligence.net.
If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can reach us at editors@directionsmag.com. You can send us a tweet at @directionsmag, or you can leave a comment where this podcast is posted at Directions Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.